Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's get a little bit more serious and more news focused. Why do we feel the need to destroy infrastructure during protests? Dr. Seth Cooper, president for Pan-African Psychology Union, what would you say would be the answer? And good morning.
Good morning to you, Kathy. We should recall that in this country, we have violence at various levels. We've had violence for very, very long time. And that violence has crept into how we look at things, how we behave. In democracy, we've had young people in particular being on the peripheries of society. If we recall a statistic of June last year, some 74.7% of people, well, children really, in their mid-teens to mid-20s, are out of school, out of work. COVID has taken its devastation on us, and there doesn't seem to be any let up. There doesn't seem to be any hope for young people in particular. And when they engage in protest, the anger that exists is just let loose. And often there isn't anybody channeling that anger, anybody listening to hear the protesters, let alone to engage with them. So protest has become a feature of life for a very long time in this country. And in almost invariably, it tends to become violent because you have crowd situations, you have a mob situation where I can egg you on, you egg me on, and it continues in that way. So it leads to a situation of mob violence, as we've seen now in Deep Sloot. It leads to a situation where there's destruction of objects that ought to be there for one's own use. Even worse, we have libraries, we have schools, because those are the only things around that people can vent their anger on. And as we've seen in Deep Sloot, there's been attack on individuals, on people, and horror of horrors, somebody was burnt to death. So it is also because there's a breakdown of law and order. We've seen in July.
Right, nobody's actually taking a water cannon and breaking up the mob.
And you've had the police commissioner standing up and saying it's not a crisis. I mean, when somebody is killed, it's not a crisis.
Well, it's not a crisis because it's not affecting him. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so a lot of people live on the peripheries, and we only see them and hear them when this destruction happens. So government and whatever is supposed to happen during democracy, the benefits of democracy, haven't crept down to the vast majority of people. And that's why we have the ignominy of retaining the record of being the most unequal society on earth.
Absolutely.
So all these factors play a role.
You know, it's just the great irony is that there doesn't seem to be anybody in charge. And I suppose that is something that filters through to all levels of our society and all different parts of our infrastructure. The great tragedy here is that, you know, with mob justice and with, you know, mob psychology, where there is destruction, communities are often left worse off before the protests than they are afterwards. Thank you so much. That's Dr. Seth Cooper, president for the Pan-African Psychology Union.